720 WGN, there's a fan expo coming to town at the Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont, and Mad About You is represented by Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt, and they're on the phone. But first, this.
I need to tell you something.
Oh. You're not going to fire me, are you?
I thought about you too last night. And then when you found me here today, it's like it was too good to be true. Now you seem to be this nice guy.
Well, I can see why you're troubled.
Wow.
There you go.
We were 5 years old when we shot that.
That's right.
That's the very first episode, I believe, isn't it? The Meet Us episode?
I think it's like when we did the first season that jumped back in time. So it's the first one in the order of the universe for any nerd who's paying attention.
But it is How We Met. Yeah, it's the How We Met episode.
Yes, for sure.
Well, if you haven't recognized the voices, it's Helen Hunt and Paul Reiser, and that was a clip from Mad About You. And just personal observation, you can tell from that clip that everything's really going to work. Because seriously, I'm not trying to pull your leg. It's like there's on-screen chemistry there. And, you know, the dialogue is just rolls naturally. And I know that that's something that you wanted in this program. I'm not even going to call it a sitcom. I know that you wanted it to be more intimate and natural and not, you know, wham-bam. Yeah, it worked. Big deal. It worked. It was great.
Thank you. But before I go any further,
my daughter Amy says hello.
Hello, yes. Amy. I directed Amy when she played Paul's wife in Paul's show After Mad About You. So the world had just got very small.
I know. And you're not going to remember this, Paul, but I visited the set once.
Yes.
And you were doing a scene where everybody was going to a barber shop. That's all I can remember out of it.
There
is a fan expo this weekend at the Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont, and both of you are making, an amazing amount of appearances Saturday the 16th, Friday the 15th. I just went backwards. Friday the 15th. And Saturday the 16th. They listed Saturday the 16th.
Wait, and Sunday. So Paul's there Friday. Paul and I are there Saturday and Sunday. And Saturday night, I want to make sure people know, if you go on their site and you go to shop and then you go to special experiences, you can get tickets to a screening. We're screening two episodes, one from early on that we're both very proud of, and one when we came back in 2019 and made 13 or so more, and then we're going to be there and answer some questions, and we would love it if people who like the show wanted to come. That's Saturday night.
Yeah, that's a rare opportunity to screen a couple episodes.
Yes.
We've never done it before.
We've never done it, and really, we encourage people to come Saturday night, because if you come up with questions the next day, we don't want to have to come back.
No.
It's a long trip, so let's do it Saturday and get everything out of the way.
Well, Helen, are you on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire tomorrow night?
Wait, I think it's tonight. Tonight I'm on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and I play for a charity that's close to my heart called St. Joseph Center, and my partner, Dan Bukatinsky, who was in Hacks with me, is playing for the Trevor Project, and I can't say, but, you know, we made a little money, so that was very
fun.
That's
good. I understand that, Mr. Reiser, you are in development for a sitcom based, I believe, on father-son relationship, and
I'm writing a pilot with my son about a father and son, and the son has to come unenthusiastically has to go to work with his father. So it's very surreal, but it's been a lot of fun.
Okay,
so we'll see.
If I was one, I hope you get it. Absolutely. If I was one of those people at Saturday night at this question thing, I think the one of the questions that I would ask as a viewer is, how did the casting go in the very beginning? Like, I hear from that clip that I played, and I've watched the show, and you guys have obviously fantastic chemistry, and that doesn't happen with everyone. What was the process? How did all that come about?
I mean, it started because it came from Paul's brain, which you may or may not want to say. So he was cast very early on, like before it was a show.
I put myself right in it. Well, and the truth is, I met Helen, and before we were casting, we were still just writing the pilot, and my wife and I were invited to a dinner party that Helen and her friend were hosting, and I had, knew Helen just from her work, but I had never met her, and just was sort of enamored. And I remember leaving the dinner, and I turned to my wife, I go, what about Helen playing you? And she said, that would be good. So we ended up, we had to look at other actresses, but it was sort of, it was like love at first sight. And that's, I think this is right. And then there was a really funny, crazy day where Helen came over to my house and we just read the script. Just trying to woo her. And we read it. And to be honest, it felt like a show in my kitchen.
That exactly what you wanted?
Exactly.
Didn't you want it to feel like a show that happened in somebody's kitchen and you just happened to have cameras in there recording what was going on in a normal
day? That was what we were aiming for. Yeah. And, you know, when people mention, you know, comment to us that they like this episode or they love this joke or the feeling that we always got was that people felt like, yes, they were in our house. There was sort of a universal feeling that that all couples feel. So luckily we were able to hit that.
I mean, we all have watched sitcoms for a long, long time. And, you know, I guess I'm calling it a sitcom, but I thought Mad About You had a lot more going for it than just, you know, your normal sitcom.
It's a comedy, a television comedy.
Thank you. It's on television and it's a comedy. So there was a episode, Senior on a Train, and it comes to light that Helen, your character, had been engaged before, had gone to a nunnery, and there was a couple other things.
What's going on in Helen's brain right now?
What?
Helen's going, no idea what you're talking about.
I have no memory. I mean, there are certain files that have been put up into the cloud, and but I believe you.
But I just wanted to say that you go through this on the train, you get all this information. I was engaged, I went into a nunnery, and there's a pause, and Paul says, this is why I don't like to leave the house. And it's like, you know, and it's like, that is it. You know what I'm saying? To me, it was like, that's brilliant. I mean, it's a very understated, it's a non sequitur. Who would say that, you know?
I have to watch that show. That sounds very funny.
You know what? Have you heard about this, Mad About You? It's not, really good. Not. It's really, really good. have you ever done a fan expo? Like you're going to do
I have done a never couple together. Lately, yeah. We've never done it together.
Do they ask you about Mad About You, or do they want to talk
they
about
do. They do. There's a strong, for me, there's a strong Twister contingent.
Girls dressed
in my jumpsuit and people dressed as tornadoes or cows. So there's that. And then there's nice couples who go, you were like us. So
there are people dressed as like tornadoes and cows.
Oh, yeah. How do you
dress like a tornado?
You make a whole crepe thing, and their feet, of course, it's funnel at the bottom. So they kind of come in in teeny little steps. Oh, it's pretty incredible.
And also, you know, Paul, you do have this whole aliens thing. So, I mean, do people come up to you dressed as...
For sure, I mean, they dress like mostly like Sigourney or Marines. Yeah. Very few people can find the exact flannel shirt that I wore for 3 months. That's a hard to find item. But yeah, there's a lot of... I've done a few of these, and the first time, I think, was the 35th anniversary release of Aliens, and to be honest, I had no idea that there was a life of this film out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I had one guy, several people say, "Oh, I've watched that movie every Saturday for 35 years." I think, well, you got to get out of the house, man. That's too much.
Tell me that when there's a tornado warning, they put it on and it calms them down.
Wow,
seriously?
Yeah, than four people have said that.
Well, you know what? Next time there's a tornado warning around here, I'm going to say, hey, listen, Helen Hunt suggests
that you watching go, this movie.
That you go watch Twister right now and you'll feel better. Oh, my God. I can't believe, well, I can't believe you, both of you, Helen and Paul, are really making multiple appearances. One, two, three, four. I mean, we're very grateful that you would donate this amount of time to appearing at this.
Well, if you're going to come to Chicago, you want to do it right. And there's more than a handful of people in Chicago.
We love your city. We love your city. It's filled with smart people who know good movies and good TV. And good
you did a beautiful play. You did a beautiful play.
I just
play
did
there.
A play there. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that's right.
Play at the Goodman. Yeah.
Well,
so we expect to see everybody there.
Yeah. Yes, Saturday night especially is this
Saturday
thing we've
night
never
come
done.
Down. And if there are any questions afterwards, just send them to you, John, and we'll
pass them along.
Very
happy to do that. Thank you so much, both of you.
Thank you so much for wanting to do this. We appreciate it. And
give our love to Amy.
I will.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Go out there and break a leg. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Bye.